name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus took Peter, James, and John on the high mountain. He was transfigured before them. His clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. There appeared Elijah and Moses speaking with him. And then the cloud overshadowed them. The voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them. Jesus alone. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Did you know that all over the world today, Christians are celebrating the transfiguration of our Lord on the high mountain, which is the culmination of the whole season of Epiphany, and which will now lead us this Wednesday to the season of Lent. This is one of the most amazing events in all of history. We began Epiphany with the coming of the Magi following the star to the light of Christ, and now the culmination of Epiphany is we are on this mountain, and we see the Old Testament there, Elijah and Moses. We see the New Testament there, Peter, James, and John, and Jesus, the fulfillment, shining in glory. It happened 6 days after Jesus told them that soon the Son of Man would suffer, be crucified, and be raised from the dead. And 6 days later, this event happens, the transfiguration of our Lord. There are two places you visit when you go to Israel. There is Mount Hermon, which is covered with snow, which some people think this event happened in Mount Hermon. And then there's Mount Tabor, the traditional site. And there's a beautiful church of the Transfiguration on the top of this mountain where we received Holy Communion underneath this beautiful mosaic of Jesus being transfigured. This is what's so marvelous about this event. We get a glimpse of Jesus' glory shining through his human nature. We get a glimpse of his real identity. Did you know that the word that is used when it says Jesus was transfigured, the word is metamorphosis. He changed in appearance. He underwent a metamorphosis. His clothes become so radiant and white, no bleach could get him this white. His face is flashing like lightning. His face is like the sun. And here on this mountain, we hear the voice of the Father as the bright cloud overshadows the mountain. "This is my Son. Listen to him." This astounding event, which I said is being celebrated all over the world today, the transfiguration of our Lord, might only be an awe-inspiring event if it wasn't for the word of the Father. "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." We see the glory, we hear the voice, we listen to Jesus. And then the cloud disappeared, and all they saw was Jesus. So today we talk about what does it mean to really listen to Jesus with the ears in your head, with the mind God has given you, and with the heart in your chest. Listening to Jesus. You know, it's hard to listen to Jesus because we are so inundated with sound. During the day, we listen to music. Country music, rock music, jazz music, bluegrass music. We used to listen to them on records and tapes and 8-tracks. Dating myself now. CDs, MP3 players, iPods, music, listening, constant music. We listen to the news. You turn on the TV, you listen to the radio, and you get on the internet. And you listen to local news, state news, national news, international news. You want to find out what the weather's going to be, what's the recent event, people that you listen about their lives, their tragedies, their triumphs. We listen to the news. We have a university here and lots of schools. During the week, at school or university, you listen to your teacher in the classroom, the lecture, and also in virtual classrooms. This is a town that's inundated with the love of sports competitions. And so you turn the radio on and you listen to football and basketball and baseball and golf and soccer and tennis. And now what's popular is audiobooks, where people can be working out and listening to a book while they're working out. History, fiction, fantasy, how-to manuals, real estate investing. We are inundated with noise, constant chatter, conflicting voices. Today, let's go to the high mountain. Let's listen to God our Father from the bright cloud, who tells you through the words of Holy Scripture, the Bible, which you have heard, look at Jesus and listen to him. So let's briefly do it this way. How did Moses and Elijah listen to Jesus? How did Peter, James, and John listen to Jesus? And then how do we listen to Jesus? First of all, how did Moses and Elijah listen to Jesus? Now here you see this great event happening with the representation of the Old Testament law and prophets. Moses and Elijah appear with Jesus. The actual Moses and Elijah, these were not ghosts. The greatest figures of the Old Testament, some of the greatest figures, are Moses and Elijah. The Old Testament lesson this morning told us what happened to Elijah before the eyes of Elisha. Suddenly the chariots of fire came down, and bodily God transported Elijah to heaven in the whirlwind. This prophet who foretold the coming of Christ is now present before God in heaven. Moses, you know about him, who received the Ten Commandments on Mount Sinai, was not actually able to come into the Promised Land. God buried him by Mount Nebo, and now somehow God has brought Moses up to be with him in heaven and brought him into the Promised Land of heaven, the same Moses who foretold in the books of Moses the details of Christ, the Passover Lamb. They are listening to and talking with Jesus. They're having a conversation. And what were they talking about? They were discussing his exodus, Jesus' exodus, about to happen, the other Gospels tell us. They were talking about how Jesus is about to make an exodus out of this world through his suffering under Pontius Pilate, his crucifixion and death upon the cross in our place, his resurrection on the third day, leaving the tomb empty, and then his glorious ascension 40 days later to the right hand of God. Moses and Elijah already knew these things were about to happen to Jesus. And so they're speaking to and listening to Christ. Here at the mountain is the Old Testament represented by Moses and Elijah. Secondly, how did Peter, James, and John listen to Jesus? These are the New Testament apostles. They too were there. Peter. His name was Simon. He's the one that said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." The leader of the apostles, Peter the Rock, is there. James is there. One of the sons of Zebedee was a leader in the early church. And later on in the book of Acts, James is the first of the apostles who was martyred and killed by Herod by the sword. James is there. And then the beloved closest friend of Jesus, James's brother, John, is there. John, who will be exiled to Patmos, he who would speak about walking in light and truth and love, the closest friend of Jesus, John, is there. And what do they say as they behold this glory? Peter says, "Rabbi, teacher," because they know Jesus is the teacher and the Messiah. "It's good for us to be here. Let's build three tents, one for you and one for Moses and Elijah." He didn't know what he was saying. Peter's remembering how the Jewish people once a year would go into the desert and build little tents for themselves to remember how they wandered through the wilderness for 40 years. And so Peter has this idea, let's build little tents, one for Jesus, one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And let's prolong this moment as long as we can. He didn't understand what was really going on. And then it happened. a bright cloud overshadowed them. If you know your Old Testament, you know what this is. That's the Shekinah cloud of God's presence. When Moses went into the tent and this super bright cloud came down on the tabernacle, God would speak to Moses face to face. And when Moses came out, his face was shining like the sun, and he put a veil over his face. It is this bright Shekinah cloud that comes over the top of this mountain. And then comes the voice out of the cloud, and we know, of course, the voice is God the Father. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. And suddenly they look, and there's no longer any of them. Moses and Elijah are gone. The cloud is gone. And they see Jesus alone. This is amazingly profound. The voice says, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And then it all disappears, and all they see is Jesus. That is what the church is all about. All people need is Jesus. His word, his light, his love. And that's what God the Father said. Listen to him. If Moses and Elijah listened to him, if Peter, James, and John listened to him, then the question for you today, lest this just become an awe-inspiring event, is for you, you personally, you listening to these words, how do we listen to Jesus? When they came down the mountain, Jesus charged them to not tell anyone yet about this event until after the Son of Man had been raised from the dead. Jesus knew that if they told people what they had just seen, they would grab Jesus and make him to some earthly king. After the resurrection, they did tell about this event, but not yet, because the Son of Man had come to die in our place, to be crucified as our substitute, to be the Lamb of God who bore the sins of the world so that he would give us his righteousness. He became sin as the second Adam to give us his righteousness. The reason why Jesus is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world is he's God along with the Father, he's man along with us, and when he was crucified on the cross, our sins died with him. The payment was made in his blood. And when he's risen from the dead, and God the Father says, "I declare you forgiven and innocent," that's the voice of God the Father saying, "You are covered with the righteousness of my Son in holy baptism. You are my child. I remove your sins and iniquities and make you white as snow." That is why Jesus came. Because that had not yet happened, they were not to tell the transfiguration event until after the resurrection. And my friends, they did tell it after the resurrection. If you know the Gospel of John, 1st, 2nd, and 3rd John, and a book of Revelation, which John wrote, he proclaims this event all over the place. "We beheld his glory. The glory is of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth." And if you've ever read 1st and 2nd Peter, Peter said, "We were with him in the high mountain. We do not follow cleverly devised myths. We were with him and heard the voice from the high mountain, from the majesty, that this is God's Son, and you do well to listen as a light shining in a dark place," Peter said. And Paul said in beautiful words in the epistle lesson today, that because of Christ, we have mercy, we have truth, we can walk in the sight of God and the light of the gospel and the glory of Christ. Jesus is the image of the immortal God in human flesh. And in words that actually describe to me the transfiguration, that in our Lord Jesus Christ, we have the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. How do you listen to him who came, was crucified, raised, and ascended to the right hand of God? You've listened to him in this sermon. We give these devotions to you so you can listen to him during the season of Lent in the devotions. Your children study. study the Word of God in Sunday school and you in Bible class. You know that in water and word, you were covered with Christ's righteousness. You heard the word of absolution, Jesus saying, I forgive you your sins. And you receive here Christ's word, this is my body, this is my blood, for the forgiveness of your sin. And at the very end of the service, you hear the benediction. May he lift up his face, his countenance upon you, and give you peace. One day, we will see his face, face to face. Until then, as we transition from Epiphany today to the 40 days of Lent this Wednesday, as we go down from the Mount of Transfiguration to the plain on Ash Wednesday in the 40 days of Lent, may Jesus the second Adam, our substitute, our redeemer, and our friend, who lived the perfect life for us, who died the death that we deserve, may we, like Moses and Elijah, like Peter, James, and John, listen to the voice of the Father this day. This is my beloved Son. Listen to him. Listen to him alone. God grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. Now may the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and our minds in faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.